Hello, and welcome to the better weather for Monday, January 30th. We are 6.5% of the way through the year. We have 49 days left until spring. That time of year, I start talking about the river, the tides, the warm breezes, and healthy fun, and I want you to hold on to that thought as you go around the house today with the gap filler and caulking gun getting ready for the serious temperature drop on Friday night. Speaking of temperatures, local early morning temperatures range from 28 degrees in Dover Plains to 36 in Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 34 degrees. Today will be mostly cloudy with a high of 42 happening at 3 p.m. Conditions will be cold. Layer up. Make sure it's waterproof. Rain chances show up around 2 p.m. and continue overnight, turning to snow, leaving a dusting and ending by dawn when we see a low temperature of 26. Tomorrow, freezing with some wind gusts and a high of 32 at 3 p.m. Overnight, the dip deepens, hitting 19 degrees. Wednesday, we hit 32 again, but it gets a little sunnier. Thursday, we get a fake out as high temperatures are expected to hit 39. And I generally don't like looking this far into the future, but Friday night temperatures will be in the pipe-bursting and battery-killing range, you have been warned. Sunset today will be at 4:52 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:06 a.m. Looking way up, we see things are relatively quiet, flare chances are down, but coming in at 6 kilometers across, Comet 96P is hurtling towards the sun, due to make its closest approach next week. Its alien composition has piqued astronomers' interests, and the SOHO satellite will be conducting extra research as it passes. Solar wind speed is currently 407 kilometers per second at 7.5 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 8 MHz till dark, with fair conditions below 60 MHz overnight and possibly good conditions below 8 MHz. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2, quiet. The current sunspot number is 80, and this has been the better weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.